Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I've said this a number of times and I mean it. They do the kind of job that most of us don't have the stomach for, but it's the most important job for me in life, and that is to be the voice for the voiceless. It's the people that take care of animals, that fight animal cruelty. I'm talking about the SPCA. So if you don't understand the difference between the SPCA and the NSPCA, I've got some guests to fill us in this morning. Eerstens, by welcome, Senior Inspector Naz Appelsamy. Nice to meet you, and thanks for being in the studio, Naz.
Thank you for having me.
And then also Jacques, who is the Public Relations and Legal Liaison for the NSPCA. Dank het Jesus. National... So what is the difference? Jacques, I'm going to start with you. The difference between SPCA and NSPCA.
So I think all of us are one family. That's the best way to describe it. And we are the only welfare organization in the country governed by law. And we are fortunate to be the governing body or the statutory body for all SPCAs across the country.
And that's an important thing to remember. We've said this before, but just a reminder, they've been mandated by government, by law, to go in and fight animal cruelty. That is because you've got a lot of people that always have a lot of opinions, and there's no bad animal sanctuary or cause to support. But the thing to remember is you always need to support the SPCA and the NSPCA, because they have, you've got the mandate, you've got the legal right to step in, right?
Absolutely.
That's what inspectors do. You can go in and intervene and remove animals and issue fines and even go after people in a court of law. Am I right?
Yes. So we are able to obtain warrants in terms of the Animals Protection Act, also to seize animals, or, you know, as colloquially known as confiscate animals that may be compromised, and then prosecute, and then also take on civil litigation in order to force people or entities to do something or to stop doing something.
So we saw this, we spoke about it, Felicity, was it last week as well? There was a case that was all over our timelines about the chicken
yes.
farm, where you had to go in and save and unfortunately also euthanize thousands of chickens.
Yeah. It literally was over a million chickens that were affected. And, you know, the law forces everyone to value each animal as an intrinsic individual.
Yes, so as we should.
If you see one animal suffer, multiply that by 1 million, and then you get to the absolute catastrophe that was that situation. It was really unthinkable.
I don't want your job, Inspector. You must have a tough day ahead of you every day, but you do the work of angels. Believe me, we appreciate you. I don't want to see some of the stuff that you see. I don't have a stomach, but that doesn't mean that I cannot enable you and empower you to do this. You've been mandated to do it. You've chosen this profession. So what the rest of us need to do is to enable you to go and fight in a court of law, to change people's perception, to change systems when it comes to animal cruelty. Another story that was on my timeline the last couple of days, once again, was these live export ships.
Right. Oh, yes, I saw that.
And the horrific pictures.
Yeah. Cattle.
Yeah, the terrible conditions.
Specifically, it was the sheep this time, am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
And those pictures and the sights and stuff that you see, animals should not suffer that kind of cruelty. And it's been an ongoing case, and I'm sure it costs a lot of money.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that the big shipments to the Middle East always attract the attention. I mean, when the Al Kuwait was here in Cape Town,
yes, I remember.
I was busy checking our media monitoring just this week, and we saw a massive spike. But Naz and his team from the Farm Animal Protection Unit, they have done in the last year so many shipments that are going to Mauritius, and those are not the ones that catch the headlines, but it doesn't mean that there's not suffering, and that it doesn't take significant resources to get guys there. We still have to obtain warrants in an extremely hostile situation in order to at least try and be a cushion for these animals who are destined for Mauritius or on the bigger shipments, the Middle East.
Yeah.
And to the best of our ability, try and prevent suffering and fight and step in where we can.
Without getting too graphic, we've seen the pictures. What is the solution?
I think it's hard to believe that in this day and age, we have animals that are destined for slaughter that have to be transported alive. There's absolutely no reason why they can't be slaughtered in South Africa humanely through our abattoirs, creating jobs. And of course, the byproducts, the head, the feet, the offal, goes to the poor community. But instead, we try to make one organization rich, and it's just one company that is exporting and has this monopoly of basically two consignments every month to Mauritius and consignments of over 60,000 sheep to the Middle East. And it's a growing trade, whilst the rest of the world wants to ban this archaic trade. Yeah, in South Africa, we seem to be doing more consignments now if I look back 10 years ago. Simply, I think that people need to understand and better awareness about animals that are being transported on vessels and the cruelty that they go through with regards to the space, the duration, the motion sickness, sometimes no veterinarians on board. It's just
overcrowding and all that kind of stuff. And these are just two examples that we've just used now that have made the headlines. These cases are already in the public domain. We read about it. It comes up on our timelines. And it's just two of many, many, many cases of horrible animal cruelty.
Yeah, Mark, those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones.
And last week there was the story of the influencer who was dancing in front of
the dog.
Yeah. And I saw that, and it probably went under the radar, that you guys have already taken some action against her, because the responsibility is on you, the individual, if you do see an animal that's in dire need. And I think it's important to highlight.
And I look at that case, and I'm like, lady, how do you not know?
How do you not see?
How do you not see? I can't describe. I can't come to a good enough reason to understand why people turn a blind eye to cruelty, and obviously also be cruel to animals. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But you don't have the time to try and understand it. You need to intervene. To rescue. What can we do? It's Good Morning Angels, the NSPCA, our special guest on the show this morning. Any questions, any comments, you're very welcome. 084 850 0942. There's more coming up.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning and Good Morning Angels is the NSPCA, represented by Jacques and Naz this morning. You know what? On Facebook, you see a lot of people share stories of animal cruelty and stuff. And in the comments section, I see a lot of people then post in the comments section. They say, this is horrible. This needs to stop. We should stop these people. We should stop that person. The only way that can be done is if the NSPCA or the SPCA steps in. They have the legal mandate to step in. They are the organization in South Africa that government appoints, I suppose, to step in, to confiscate or apprehend or take to court or to sue and to rescue the animal. It's all good and well to post on Facebook. It's all good and well to say, ooh, I don't want to see this, or it's horrible, or it needs to stop. A lot of people have opinions about, we spoke now about chickens, live export of sheep, canned lion hunting, dog cruelty, donkeys that are in bad shape. To have a comment and an opinion about it is not enough, quite frankly. I'm sorry. It's not enough anymore. You can't necessarily go in there and get involved.
No, but we haven't been mandated to do that.
But you can help the NSPCA and the SPCA to do it.
Yeah.
But then you have people who have opinions about that as well. The most important thing, if you've got an opinion about it and you don't like cruelty and you stand against it, you need to support the people that have been mandated to do it. Mm-hmm. Am I right, John?
Yeah. And, you know, I think We did a post about that as well, and an appeal that we put out to the public is, for 1 second, put yourself in the shoes of that inspector.
Horrible job.
You know, and someone who has dedicated their life and their career to the welfare of animals, why would you think that in a moment where they could have acted, they won't? You know, we see behind the scenes these guys coming back from trips. All our inspectors spend 2 weeks a month away from home on trips across the country.
Yeah.
They lose time with their families, and something bad happens on a trip, and they get back and you see the toll that it takes on them
because
something went, you know, they couldn't do something. They couldn't assist the animal.
Mm.
And, you know, everyone who is passionate, it's great to be passionate, but we have to balance it with understanding of the situation that we find ourselves in as South Africans in terms of the law, in terms of economic circumstances. It's, you know, it's tough.
Here's a question.
Broadly, what would define an animal being in distress in a residential neighborhood, especially when one doesn't have a visual of the animal but can clearly hear consistent barking or unhappiness? I'm not talking about being irritated with a noise disturbance, but more so, at what point would one be able to call the SPCA to investigate potential distressed animals?
And Jacques, you said it just now, if you are aware of cruelty, you should report it. We have seen so many cases where that saved a lot of animals from cruelty. Yeah. Is that one person who reported it, that one person who drove past and saw a dog in bad shape or a donkey that is clearly has a broken leg or is malnourished?
It's a cat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So his question is, what warrants a call to the SPCA? Who wants to take that one?
No, I can. So absolutely. I think in doubt, and if there's an SPCA that's within your area, you must report it and the SPCA will investigate. If there's no SPCA in the area, you can report it directly to the NSPCA. And I think sometimes just on the vocalization of the animal, you can clearly hear when an animal is in severe distress. And certainly the NSPCA or the SPCA will respond within 24 hours, and that the complainant can remain anonymous if he's worried about, you know, it being the neighbor or anyone, and we will not divulge his or her details. So absolutely, you must report it and we will investigate.
So just in conclusion, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people are upset about a lot of things when it comes to cruelty. A lot of people have opinions about canned lion hunting in this country.
Oh.
You've been mandated to take it up. You get the call and say, listen, but you're up against a multi-million dollar industry. It must take a lot of resources and a lot of money for you to fight these cases. I mean, that one chicken farm, did you say that chicken farm that was in question recently allegedly had like a million chickens or something?
Yeah.
I cannot imagine taking on a business like that. It takes a lot of money, right? And resources, court cases, advocates, lawyers and stuff. And that's why it's important to support you.
And, you know, I think on the scale of cruelty, it's difficult to even comprehend the scale of resources needed to combat it.
Yeah.
Just on operational costs, no legal costs in terms of the chicken case where we had to go to the High Court on an urgent basis. Just operational to get our entire complement, our entire team out there in Limpopo, in Delmas, in Springs, cost us almost 600,000 rand.
Just that one case.
Just that one case.
600,000 rand.
It's fuel. It's accommodation, it's meals, it's PPE because we comply with biosecurity on these farms. On live export of animals by sea since 2019, 7.5 million rand. In monitoring shipments at the feed dot at the harbour, in legal fees, the constant litigation that is still ongoing in order to try and ban this, for legal assistance when engaging with government. It really is, you know, you can't comprehend until you actually see the line items with the figures.
But I think most people do have a frame of reference. If you've ever, you know, paid for legal fees in any way, whether it's, I don't know, a divorce or litigation of some kind, you know how costly it can be.
Yes.
Now imagine for these guys, the NSPCA, to take up these cases, and there are hundreds of cases at any given point in time. That's why I think it's important to support you. You have the mandate. You are the voices for the voiceless. You're our voices. The people who get upset by this, the people who are disturbed by this but cannot do anything about it but to support you so that you can do something about it. I know it's a drop in the ocean. I want to donate 100,000 rand this morning. 100,000 rand is It's just a drop in the ocean here, because, and I want to use that to get the ball rolling. If you've got a company, if you feel strongly about animals, you call yourself an animal lover, you get disturbed by animal cruelty, support the SPCA. Support the NSPCA. Let us know if you've got any donation that could match or better that this morning or any other time. Get involved. Empower them, enable them to fight the good fight and to be the angels for the voiceless, the animals in South Africa. Great to have both of you guys in studio this morning. Keep doing what you're doing. Send our love and best wishes to everyone who works on this. You let sterk ma,
yeah,
strong stomachs, and we count on you for that. Okay, so Jacques, Naz, the rest of the team, I know it's a big team at the NSPCA. Groete daar, sterkte. I don't want your day, but the best I can do, the best I can do is empower you to fight the good fight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. If you want to donate and you want to add a donation, they're fighting big fights that are costly. You heard the numbers there. Let us know. 084 850 0942, 100,000 Rand from Good Morning Angels Fund to get that ball rolling this morning. See you, Dada.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.